Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nozir Daf Chof Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the Shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Please take note that today's shiur for Daf Chof Beis begins on Chof Beis Omid Beis, 9 lines from the top. Even though we are, in fact, learning according to a Daf Yomi schedule, our previous shiur for Daf Chof Aleph spilled over onto Chof Beis because of the long topic, the issue of Baal Megiz Gaiz O Meaker Ka'okar. So again, Chof Beis Amid Beis, 9 lines from the top. Before we begin the actual Gemara text, we glance at the side where we have a topic heading. Ma Mashmos, what is implied by a woman that says, by a person that says, Hareini Be'ikvayif? Shemeres Isha Shnia Achresh Shoma Kabbalas Nizirus Ayadei Isha Rishaina. A woman said, I am accepting upon myself Nizirus. And her friend heard her and said, Hareini Be'ikvayach. What does Hareini Be'ikvayach mean? Does it mean Hareini Be'sofech? I am like you at the end. And in that case, Be'ikvayach comes from the word akev. Akev means the heel, like the bottom of a person, the end of something. So I am like you at the end, as you are at the end. Or, bedaita lios kimei kora. Or, by saying hareini b'kvayach, she's trying to pattern herself after the first woman from the very outset. This deliberation is familiar to us, those who learned our previous shiur, and now we want to apply it to this particular statement. So a second woman, we turn to the Gemara text, Omra La, that's a second woman after hearing the first woman accept Nazirus, she says, Hareini Nazira Be'ikvayach. I am a Nazir Be'ikvayach. Mahu, what is the intention here? Hareini Be'ikvayach Be'kula Milsa V'sharya. I am like you with everything that has happened to you and everything. And we didn't mention, but once again we have to mention that the first woman who had accepted Nazirus, her husband had been Mefer the Neder. So we have a first woman accepting Nazirus, a second woman saying, I am like you, and the husband of the first woman coming and absolving his wife of her neder. The second woman who says, Hareini Be'ikvayach, is she saying, I am like you, Bekula Milsa, with regard to everything, and she too will be released. Oidumo ke mikami the lefer lo by lo vasira. Or is she saying that I am like you from before the Hafara? Toshma. So we have an attempt here. It's a long attempt. We've marked it thusly. Ha'isha shenodra benozir, v'shoma baila, v'omar v'ani. A woman accepted Nazirus, and the husband, upon hearing the wife vow, he says, I too. And it's understood right now that by his saying Vani, it's like saying Be'ikvayach. I am following you. Eino yochol lahafer. The Mishnah rules that the husband cannot undo the vow. V'yisal kadaitoch ki omar lo hareini Be'ikvayach be'ikoro komatvis. If you were to think that the Hareini Bigvayach statement is an attempt on the second woman to be like the first woman at the outset, the husband then, keeping the parallel, would be saying, I am like you, my dear wife, at the outset, lefer lo ledida v'loikim didei. Let the husband absolve the wife's vow and let his own vow remain. But the source said that the husband cannot absolve the vow. Elolav shma mino bekula milsa matvis. Rather, it must be that by saying vani or bikvayech, the listener, the second person, is paralleling themselves to the first person from the very beginning, straight through. Not just the beginning, but from the beginning till the end. Vehilkoch hu delo motzi mefer, and therefore the husband cannot be mefer his wife's vow, because in doing so he would be then absolving himself from his own vow. And we've indicated in the past that a person cannot do that. A person cannot absolve themselves from their own vows. Ha isha di omra hareini bigvayech, he nami muteres. But a second woman who was saying, upon hearing her friend's vow, and she reacts, I am bigvayech, she is saying, I am like you from beginning to end. Just like we said in the case of the husband, the fact that he can't be mefer, that reflects the idea that the husband is paralleling himself to the wife from beginning to end. And since an absolution on his part would be tantamount to absolving his own vow, therefore he can't be mefer. But in the case of the friend saying Hareini Bigvayach, we apply the same concept that I am like you from beginning to end, and when the first woman's husband absolves her of the vow, the second woman will also be in effect released. Loi, the Gemara says, do not conclude thusly. Li'olam be'ikoro komatvis. When a woman says Hareini, when a woman says Hareini be'ikvayech, she's really paralleling herself to the origin, to the vow at its outset. Well, if that's the case, so then why can't, in the case of the husband, why can he not absolve the vow? As the Gemara suggested before, let him absolve the wife's vow that had been made at the outset, and let his own vow remain. So the Gemara explains, V'hocha, in the case of the Mishnah, the Baal cannot be mefer kevan the Omar law of Ani, since the husband said, and me too, ke'oimer kiim lichidomi. It's as if he is saying to her, I am confirming your vow. And once a husband confirms his wife's vow, he can no longer be mefer. He can't turn around and change his mind. The mitchel akamasu motzi mefer. If he, however, seeks the assistance of a Torah sage or a court and absolves himself from his confirmation, then, assuming it's on the same day as the wife's, as his hearing of the wife's vow, then he can undo it. And if not, lo. If he's not shoyu on his hakama, he can't be mefer anymore once he has confirmed his wife's vow. So the Gemara feels that you cannot conclude our question of Hareini Nazir Bikvayach from the din of the husband's inability to be mefer his wife's nazirus after his having said va'ani. Before continuing in the Gemara, we glance at the side where we have a nosei, a topic heading, which reads, Yishuv Stira Bein Mishnoseinu Ubraisa, an attempt to resolve what appears to be a contradiction between our Mishnah and another Tanaic source. The Gemara, Hareini Nozir Ve'at V'omra Omein. A man says, I am a Nozir. And he says, Va'at, which sounds as if he's saying, and what about you? V'omra Omein, and she says, yes, she confirms that she too wants to be a Nozir. Mefir es Shelah v'shelo kayim. The husband can absolve her of the vow, and his own vow remains intact. V'rominu. We present a braisa, Hareini Nozir Ve'at. The Omra Omein, Shnei Masurim. Now here, notice we dashed underline Shnei Masurim. Contrast this with what we saw just before, where it said Mefer Eshelah. He can absolve her of her vow. Here it says that in a case of the same nature, Hareini Nozir Ve'at, and she says Omein, both remain Osir. V'im lav, if she doesn't say omein, shnehem mutorin, then both are mutter. The husband as well is mutter, b'nei shetolo nitro b'nitro, because he made his vow dependent on her. And if she didn't accept nazirus, so his nazirus also doesn't get started. Omar Rav Yehuda, approach number one to what appears to be a contradiction. He says, Tini, re-explain the Braisa, or maybe restate the Braisa, Mefer es Shelah v'shelo kayam. And don't read it as Shnehem Asurim, that both are also, but rather, the husband can absolve her of her Nazirus, and his remains intact, just like we saw in the Mishnah. Abaye Omar, a second approach. Afilu temo kidekotoni. Have the brisa remain as it's stated, namely shnei masurim. Brisa kigon de ka'omar law, hareini nozir va'at, de kotoli nidro benidra. We continue at the top of Chof Gimel Omer Aleph, umasnisin kigon de omar law, hareini nozir va'at mai. The Braisa was in effect a type of statement. I am a Nazir with you. That. Not in an interrogative fashion, but rather in a declarative fashion. I am a Nazir if you too will be a Nazir. And if she doesn't confirm, and if she confirms it, so then they're both Usir. In the Mishnah, it was the husband accepting Nazirus and asking his wife if she too wants to be a Nazir. Mishum Hachi, the Gemara continues, Mefir es Shelah v'shelo kayam. Therefore, he can mefir her Nazirus. If she accepts after he accepted upon himself Nazirus, if she accepts it, he can absolve her of that, and his own Nazirus, which wasn't dependent on hers, his own Nazirus remains binding. Today's shiur was not very long because of the fact that our previous shiur had spilled over so far as it did. But nevertheless, before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.